ගරුකේ කාද මස්තාන් මහතා ඔබතුමා
ගෞරව சபாநாயகர் அவர்களே நிலையில் கட்டளை 27 கீழ் 2 கீழ் கேட்கப்படும் கேள்வி காலத்துக்கு காலம் நாட்டின் அதிகாரத்தில் இருந்த ஆட்சியாளர்கள் பிரதான மதங்களை பாதுகாத்து போஷிக்கும் நோக்கத்தை முன்வைத்து குறித்த சமயங்களின் உயர்மட்ட சமய தலைவர்களுக்கும் மேலும் அரசியல் ரீதியாக ஆட்சியாளர்களுடன் நெருக்கமாக இருந்த அல்லது அவர்களது அரசியல் நடவடிக்கைகளுக்கு ஒத்துழைப்பு வழங்கிய சமய தலைவர்களுக்கும் பல்வேறு சலுகைகள் மற்றும் அன்பளிப்புகள் வழங்கப்பட்டதாக பொதுமக்கள் மத்தியில் கருத்துகள் நிலவுகின்றன. இத்தகைய சூழ்நிலையில் நிறைவேற்ற அதிகாரமிக்க ஜனாதிபதியின் விசேட ஏற்பாடுகளின் கீழ் அல்லது அமைச்சரவையின் அனுமதியுடன் அல்லது சம்பந்தப்பட்ட அமைச்சின் ஏற்பாட்டின் அடிப்படையில் பௌத்த, இந்து, இஸ்லாம் மற்றும் கத்தோலிக்க சமய தலைவர்களுக்கு மாவட்ட அடிப்படையில் விசேட சலுகைகளுடன் இலங்கை அரசின் உத்தியோகபூர்வ கடவுச்சீட்டுகள் ஒபிஷியல் பாஸ்போர்ட் வழங்கப்பட்டுள்ளதாக என்பது குறித்து தெளிவான தகவல்களை மக்கள் எதிர்பார்க்கின்றனர். அதன்படி கௌரவ அமைச்சர் பின்வரும் கேள்விகளுக்கு தெளிவான பதில்களை வழங்க முடியுமா? முதலாவது, இதுவரை இலங்கை அரசின் உத்தியோகபூர்வ கடவுச்சீட்டுகள் வழங்கப்பட்டுள்ள சமய தலைவர்களின் பெயர், அவர்களது மாவட்டம் மற்றும் கடவுச்சீட்டு வழங்கப்பட்ட தேதி ஆகிய விவரங்கள் என்ன? இரண்டாவது, குறித்த உத்தியோகபூர்வ கடவுச்சீட்டுகளை பயன்படுத்தி அந்த சமய தலைவர்கள் பயணம் செய்துள்ள நாடுகள், பயணித்த திகதிகள் மற்றும் ஒவ்வொரு பயணத்திற்குமான முழுமையான தனித்தனி பயண விவரங்கள் என்ன? மூன்றாவது, காலாவதியான உத்தியோகபூர்வ கடவுச்சீட்டுகளை மீள புதுப்பிப்பதற்கு நிர்ணயிக்கப்பட்டுள்ள தகமைகள் மற்றும் நிபந்தனைகள் என்ன? நான்காவது, மேற்கூறிய நிபந்தனைகளின் அடிப்படையில் மீண்டும் புதுப்பிக்கப்பட்ட உத்தியோகபூர்வ கடவுச்சீட்டுகளை பெற்றுக்கொண்ட சமய தலைவர்களின் பெயர் விவரம் என்ன? இன்றையிலேன்.
கரு கதாநாயகத்துமானி, கரு மந்திரித்துமா விசிங் அசன்லாத பிரஸ்னய, 2008 அபியந்தர பரிபாலன அமாத்தியசி சக்கலேக பதனம் கரகனமின் சஹா 2016 அபியந்தர கடித்து வயம சம்மர்தன சாஸ்கிருதி கடித்து அமாத்தியசி சக்கலேக பதனம் கரகனமின் ஆகமிக நாயக்கியன் சதஹா நீல கமன் பலபத்திர நிகுத் கிரிம சம்பந்தவ சஹா உன் பதிந்தி திஸ்ட்ரிக்க கிய சஞ்சார பிலிபந்தவ தீர்க பூர்ண விஸ்தரையாக தம் இல்லாதி என்ன ஏக இதா கெட்டி காலகின் லபா கனிமட்ட அபஹசுயி கரு மந்திரி துமனே இந்தா கரு கதாநாயகத்துமனி சதி தெக் கால துளமேக்கட்ட பிரித்துரார் லபா தென்ன உற்சாக கரண்ணம் மே தொடத்துரு விசால பிரமாணியாக ஏக ராசி கரகண்ண அவசியம் வேணும். போமத் மித்துதி.
ගරෝ ශානිකයන් රාජපුත්තිරන් රාසමානික මහතා, ගරු කාදර් මස්තන් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා,
ගෞරව அமைச்சர்களே, இதில் பதில் தரும்பொழுது அவர்களுக்கு எந்த கிரைட்டீரியா அடிப்படைகளில் இந்த இவர்களுக்கு தெரிவு செய்து இந்த பாஸ்போர்ட் வழங்கப்பட்டிருக்கிற விவரத்தையும் இருக்கால் இதோட சேர்த்து தருமாறு கேட்டுக்கொள்கிறேன்.
ගරු ශානිකයන් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා,
ගරු කතානායකතුමනි, ඒ ක්‍රයිටීරියා පෞගිය ආණ්ඩු විසින් අමාත්‍ය මණ්ඩලයෙන් නෝ යම් යම් චක්‍රලේක පතා අනුමත කරපු ඒවා. ඉතින් ඒ විස්තර විශාල ප්‍රමාණයක් තියෙනවා. ඒ සියල්ල ලබා දෙනවා. ඒකට සාධාරණ කාලයක් ලබා දෙන්න කියලා තමයි ඉල්ලන්නේ. උත්සාහ කරන සති දෙකක් ඇතුළත එහෙම වැරි වුණොත් තවත් සතියක්වත් කල් දෙන්න සාධාරණ කාලය ලබා දෙන්න දීර්ඝ, මං හිතන්නේ පිටු 200කට වැඩි පිළිතුරක් මේකට අවශ්‍ය වෙනවා.
ගරු ශානිකයන් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා,
honorable speaker, in light of the UN human rights council UN human rights council 61 core group statement on Sri Lanka, which calls for credible accountability, strong independent institutions and meaningful engagement with OHCHR, and noting that victim communities, particularly families of the disappeared, have rejected domestic mechanisms and continue to call for credible international investigations, I ask the Honorable Minister of Justice, further, while previous governments at least engaged in discussions on truth, reconciliation and accountability mechanisms, the present government's policy framework focuses on governance and anti-corruption without clearly addressing wartime accountability and justice. Honorable Justice Minister, the mandate that you got was not only to deal with corruption. You were also given a mandate to address accountability and justice issues. So therefore, my first question is, what is the government's current official estimate of persons missing during the final stage of the armed conflict in 2009? And has this been updated? Number two, does the government accept that there is still no credible consolidated database of missing persons? And what steps are being taken to establish one? Number three, what is the status of investigations into the Chemmani mass graves discovered in 2025? And the timeline for forensic analysis, identification and accountability? What is the status, how many mass grave sites have been officially identified to date? And what progress has been made in these investigations? Will the government permit or seek international forensic and investigative assistance into these cases? What is the government's position on individuals who allegedly surrendered to the military in the final days of the war and now are missing? Will the government utilize evidence compiled by the Sri Lanka Accountability Project, SLAP, in pursuing such cases? What outcomes has the Office on Missing Persons delivered since this government assumed office? What actions has the Office for Reparations taken, and how does the government respond to concerns that reparations without truth and justice are insufficient? Finally, will the government commit to a time-bound, credible process, including international involvement, to deliver accountability and non-recurrence? Honorable Minister, I am asking you these questions in light of an year and 6 months. Your government, your president has been in power for a year and 6 months. And most of these concerns haven't been addressed. I have asked the Honorable Prime Minister two such questions previously under the Prime Minister's questions. And the Honorable Prime Minister also confirmed that it's a work in progress. But we are yet to see any concrete steps. As representatives of the victim community, we are unable to see them. Especially with the Chemmani mass graves, you have unearthed a certain number of skeletons. No forensics, nothing. You all haven't done anything now. Unearthing further skeletons is another matter. But so far, the skeletons that you found, the remains that you have found, what have you done with it? Now, adding one last thing to that, Honorable Minister, you know, the matter of political prisoners. Now, the previous government, at least under Ranil Wickremesinghe, they used to engage with us, and even though we didn't accept TRC, they had a proposal. Even though we demanded the release of the political prisoners, even though they released one or two at least, actually Ranil released a few, you all haven't released any. You all are not even agreeing that there are political prisoners. Now, in light of this, Honorable Minister, I'd like to get the answers for these questions. Thank you.
Honorable,
thank you,
Justice Minister.
Yes, Honorable Speaker. First of all, I would like to thank the Honorable MP, Mr. Rasamanikam, for, I will continue in English, right? Rasamanikam for raising these most pertinent questions, one of the very few members who periodically raises this question, which actually brings the government also into accountability. So I thank you for these timely and thoughtful questions. Despite the short duration, I also prepared thoroughly because I understand these questions are important, and I'm very grateful that you are raising them. Firstly, now, as you know, although we have been in power for only the last 1.5 years, we have to work with records and databases that existed prior to us even contemplating coming here. So, for your first question, the government has acknowledged that a significant number of persons remain unaccounted for following the final stages of the armed conflict in 2009. Official figures have varied over time, reflecting different sources and methodologies such as Presidential Commissions of Inquiry, Lessons Learned and Reconciliation Commission, and the Office of Missing Persons, which only started in 2018, number of years after this. So we may not necessarily agree with the number here, but according to records, this is all I have. Now, I do not know whether it's right or wrong, whether anyone will agree it's right or wrong, but I can only say what's on the record from 2009 is 2,764 is the number that I can come up with. Now, this could be debated, which I will not go against you in case of a debate. Second question, the credible consolidated database. Now, this is very correct, Honorable MP, because this has been a massive challenge. From the time we came in, we were working with ICRC in developing this database. So let me answer you for that question. The government accepts that the absence of a fully credible consolidated national database has been a long-standing challenge. Fragmentation across multiple institutions such as the OMP, Human Rights Commission, and prior to that, ad hoc commissions, which have been going on for a very long time, has hindered the creation of a unified record. However, the following steps are now currently being taken by the Office of Missing Persons. Different sources of information have been consolidated and entered into a temporary database to ensure that existing records are preserved and accessible. A formal proposal has been developed for the establishment of a comprehensive database management system to serve the long-term solution. In this instance, we might get help from our international friends to assist us with these things. A requirement identification process with relevant stakeholders is currently underway to ensure that the system is designed to meet humanitarian, legal and accountability needs. In parallel, the Office on Missing Persons is being strengthened to strengthen data collection, coordinate with law enforcement and civil registries, and introduce digital platforms to improve transparency and accuracy. Engagement with international partners and civil society continues to ensure methodological rigor and public trust in the process. I must say I myself was involved with the Troika as well as the UN Resident Coordinator of Human Rights. The moment we develop these proposals, it will be given to them, and we are working on them. The chairman mass graves, I'm glad that you asked it, because there are a lot of misinformation doing in the media saying the government is not releasing enough fund, things of that nature, which is incorrect at all. Even last time, we have released 19 million rupees. And as you are aware, this was discovered somewhere in 19th of February 2025. And currently, the site is protected by the civil community groups as well as the police jointly, so evidence does not get damaged. And if you take a certified copy of the court record, it will be seen that police and local community jointly protect in this. And the Ministry of Justice has given the budget, as I told you. These technologies, we are using a lot of technology at the moment to minimize the risk of damaging potential evidence, right? Process adheres to international best practices and standard operating procedures in forensic archaeology, human rights investigations. The ultimate objective is to ensure sufficiently rigorous and transparent excavation process that upholds judicial inquiry and delivers justice to families and victims. This. The means and methods and the timeline is actually decided by the courthouse together with the forensic anthropologists and architects who are working on the site, including JMOs, forensic anthropologists, archaeologists, police and crime scene investigators, in accordance with international protocols. So let me add another word which is not here. That is, we are also trying to prepare a timeline to bring closure to this. And parts of it, once they are gathered, the court will direct us to send them to forensic investigations, and some investigations have been done for identification. A public identification process went through, and I will give you more updates as it comes. I will respond to question number 4 and 5 collectively together. Question 4 and 5, both are the same. The Office of Missing Persons has reported information related to 19 mass grave sites, and the OMP is currently working closely with 8 sites located in Colombo, Mulativu, Manna, Batiklo, Trincomalee. Overall, the OMP plays a critical role in advancing the OMP's mandate by expanding its operations. For this, the technical support was obtained from the ICRC through workshops on forensic archaeology and engaged in training more than 40 excavation officers from the Department of Archaeology who were trained on mass grave investigations. An extension of the workshop on advanced forensic archaeology was also organized with 60 participants from Department of Archaeology. This training and technical support provided to the expert team in order to create a pool of excavation officers to investigate the mass graves and to accelerate the process in finding out the fate of the missing persons. The OMP is working closely with the ICRC, and their commitments established to work collaboratively for the next 3 years. We are working with them. Question number 7. This is about the Sri Lanka Accountability Project. 6, yes. Yes, of course, sorry. Because that is my answer, because I don't think anybody can answer that one. The sixth one, Honorable Rasmanikam, I mean, let's accept a fact. These are very painful histories, very painful memories for all parties concerned. Victims, war is no game. War, we don't want repeating. However, we have to accept the fact, during a period of war, people are made to disappear by both sides. It is not right, it is wrong, and we stand against it. But that is the nature of the war. However, we do not justify it. So therefore, there are a couple of court cases going with regard to specific disappearances now currently in courts, and let the due course, because the law does not look at what is right or wrong in the eyes of a war, but what is right and wrong according to law. So if someone has surrendered to the army, and if they have gone missing, then that legal process, courts must investigate. So therefore, the court process is ongoing. However, since you brought this to my notice as well, I would invite you, if there are any specific instances where still there are blocks in the system or some things have not been brought into the court and legal process, please indicate them to me. I'm quite willing to sit down on a separate conversation with you and attend to it. The seventh question, this is with regard to the Sri Lanka Accountability Project, SLAP. Now, as far as this is concerned, very soon, this came up in January, a unilateral publication on the part of the UN. Soon, a statement will be made by the UN permanent rep to Geneva, but my response for this, for the time being, is this. Sri Lanka has not accepted the Sri Lankan Accountability Project, as it constitutes an external initiative that is counterproductive to the ongoing domestic reconciliation process. Therefore, the government will not engage with this external mechanism. Addressing the 60th session of the Human Rights Council in September 2025 is the Honorable Minister of Foreign Affairs, Foreign Employment and Tourism stated that the government is opposed to any external mechanism imposed on us such as the SLAP, which will only serve to create divisions, thereby jeopardizing the genuine and tangible national process that have already been set in motion. Also to add a few things, which will be officially communicated in time to come, that how they have unilaterally gathered facts are something, the methodologies are something that we cannot accept and that we have maintained it to be that way. Question number 8. Since assuming office, the government has supported and strengthened the work of the Office on Missing Persons, resulting in several tangible outcomes. First and foremost, you and I both know, although the Office on Missing Persons came into being in 2018, for any of these things to function, there must be the proper political will. And I still maintain, despite it's not the shortcoming of the staff as such, but the political will was not there from 2019 till we came into power. So from the time we came into power, the first challenge was manpower. Now we have recruited nearly 100 people to carry out the work of the OMP and OR, nearly 100. And they were extremely short of staff, not functional. And we now allocated them the money also. So now what has happened? Cabinet approval has been granted to extend the OMP's mandate to inquire cases beyond the year 2000 and newly reported cases too. And there are more cases now being reported. Numbers are going up. And also I must say, we have from the cabinet 375 million rupees was allocated for the OMP for the special project for inquiry panels of 75 people. Now carrying out inquiries into missing complaints, and we are intending to complete 5,000 this year and the remaining 6,000 to be done next year. So within 2 years, we are hoping these panels will be able to finish the number of investigation complaints. And when they are doing it, I have told them separately and in person, I have told them, this is not about just paying money. This is about finding truth and justice for the people. So therefore, if there are any perpetrators being identified in this process, relevant steps will be taken to alert the other official authorities to carry out things. When it comes to mass grave, the OMP is acting as an observing aid ongoing cases and assisting the court in different ways, including to assist coordination between different agencies while making interventions. The OMP has been involved in supporting technical capacity and has provided training for archaeologists focusing on forensic archaeology, two training in 2025 for JMOs and on doctorologists focusing on age technique for sub-adults in 2025. Database development, different sources of information have been considered into temporary database. A formal proposal has been developed for a comprehensive database management, as I told you earlier. And also, the government has allocated a dedicated budget for the initiative. Requirement of identification process with stakeholders underway to ensure system meets humanitarian, legal and accountability needs. Support to families. The OMP has expedited the issuance of certificates of absence, enabling families to access interim relief and manage legal administrative matters. Continued engagement with families and civil society has been prioritized to ensure credibility and transparency in all process. Regional outreach. The OMP continues to operate regional offices in Jaffna, Batticolo, Mena, Matra and Kilnochi. And in 2025, OMP set up sub-offices in Mulatiu to ensure access. Question number 9. The Office of Reparation was established in 2018, under Act No. 34/2018, succeeding the Rehabilitation of Persons, Properties and Industries Authority, which was issued under Act No. 29/1987. So this is the legal background. And reparations are provided aiming at individuals as well as through collective mechanisms guided by policies and frameworks. Developed an OR Act through the following thematic areas of interventions: compensation and financial support, livelihood support, and psychosocial support. Now, Office of Reparations, the Government of Sri Lanka continues to extend support families of missing persons through reparation framework administered by OR. Monetary grants referred to as revival payments are disbursed to dependent of missing persons based on recommendations from Office of Missing Persons in accordance with Section 11A, Part 2 of the Act. As of 31st December 2025, total of 4,456 claimants have received final revival payments. This process ensures that financial assistance is delivered in a transparent and accountable manner. During the period 2023-2025, a total of 31 collective reparation initiatives were implemented across multiple districts in northern and eastern provinces. These programs benefited 1,523 conflict-affected individuals, including 1,021 women, 532 men, 231 students with disabilities, 211 girls. All initiatives were developed through participatory process involving consultation with affected communities, community-based organizations, district and divisional secretaries, and the Department of Social Service under Ministry of Women and Children's Affairs. Now, just to add a small thing, I do accept the fact that last year the Office of Reparation has not been able to function its optimum because the Office of Missing Persons inquiries were a little slow. It was not moving through because of lack of staff. So therefore that OR was not going as fast as it ought to have. But this year that problem has been solved. And at the same time, we are preparing a package for missing persons. I mean, not just money, but a complete social package, a one-off, where they will get the psychosocial support, other livelihood support, and recognize them as a special category of victims. So that much we are doing. Question 10, the final question. The government is committed to advancing accountability through credible domestic processes. The government's commitment to advancing reconciliation, human rights, and the well-being of all Sri Lankans arises from our genuine belief in the fundamental importance of human rights and the need to ensure the rights and well-being of our own people. The government has the mandate and is firmly and sincerely committed to working towards a country that respects and celebrates the diversity of its people with no division or discrimination based on race, religion, class, and caste. The government is resolved not to leave room for resurgence of racism or extremism in Sri Lanka. As Sri Lanka moves forward on this path through its domestic processes, the understanding and encouragement and support of the international community is welcome and appreciated. Let me just one line to finish off. Once again, I would like to thank you for raising all these questions. And I do understand, as much as we are pushing, I also prefer things happen a little faster. But believe me, we are on the correct direction. And wherever we are having shortcomings, Honorable MP, very glad and very happy to engage with you, and especially with regard to prisoners and prison overcrowding and those issues. Right now, a committee is working on it, and soon we will be able to sort most of them out. I once again thank you very sincerely for the questions.
Honorable Member.
Aurava Amateur Avarle, in the Budayangal Sambandhamaha, Ningal Mia Nunda Padalunda Valangir Kringal, Sabana Arlo, Menakorsila. Budayangale is some of the Mahat Soldier, the Anamadi Paran and Edir Parkin and Kirby Hill Nunda Padil, the Ruth Nusa the Gamila Dimaha. Gaura Amaturali in the Mudala, the Kirby Saman the Mahar, Rundai the Umbada Manda, Rudi Poratatle, Kana, Maka Patrudi, Nikai Saman the Maha, தமிழ் மக்களுடைய கருத்தின்படி 100,000+ அதிகமானவர்கள், 160,000 வரைக்கும் அவர்கள் காணாமாக்கப்பட்டிருந்த தமிழ் மக்களுடைய கருத்து. அதே போலதான் ஐநாவுடைய மற்ற சர்வதேச நிறுவனங்களுடைய கருத்து 60,000-70,000 அதிகமானது. ஆனால் இலங்கை அரசினுடைய கருத்து 2,764 என்றது ஒரு வேடிக்கையான ஒரு விடயமாக இருக்கின்றது. எல்லா விடயத்தையும் நான் குறிப்பிடவில்லை. அதே போலதான் செம்மணி அகழ்வு பணிகள் சம்பந்தமாக அந்த கண்டெடுக்கப்பட்ட அந்த மனித எச்சங்களை வந்து நீங்கள் ஏன் சர்வதேச ரீதியான ஒரு, உங்களுக்கும் தெரியும், ஸ்காட்லாந்திலே, அயர்லாந்திலே, இங்கிலாந்திலே வந்து ஏற்கனவே 96 95 அந்த அகழ்வு பணிகளிலே கண்டெடுக்கப்பட்ட அந்த எலும்பு கூடுகள் இன்னும் ரிசர்ச் இன்ஸ்டிடியூட்ல இருக்கின்றது. ஆல் த கவர்மெண்ட் ஹஸ் டு டு இஸ் கிவ் கன்சென்ட் டு டூ டிஎன்ஏ டெஸ்டிங் ஆன் ஆல்ரெடி எக்ஸ்யூம்ட் ஸ்கெல்டன்ஸ். So, what is the point of exhuming skeletons if you are not going to do anything about it? Then, Honorable Minister, I understand that the government can only have a position. But unfortunately, your response, I appreciate your response. It was a very lengthy response. As a minister, you can only provide what the government is doing. But to the victim community, Honorable Minister, it will seem like lip service that this government is also providing. Because in my question itself, I have very clearly said that the victim community rejects any domestic mechanism. பாதிக்கப்பட்ட சமூகம் முழுமையாக நிராகரித்த ஒரு உள்நாட்டு பொறிமுறையை பற்றி நீங்கள் தொடர்ந்து பேசுறதுல எந்த அர்த்தமும் இல்லை. அதே போலதான் கௌரவ அமைச்சர் அவர்களே, நீங்கள் இந்த நிதி ஒதுக்கீடுகள் பற்றி காணாமாக்கப்பட்டவருடைய அலுவலகத்தை பற்றி சொல்றீங்க. நீதி, அதாவது கொல்லப்பட்ட மக்களுக்கு, காணாமாக்கப்பட்ட மக்களுக்கு, கடத்தப்பட்ட மக்களுக்கான நீதியை பற்றி ஒரு வார்த்தை கூட உங்களுடைய பதிலே இல்லை. There is no measures about justice in your response, Honorable Minister. It's about reparations, about social welfare. Where is justice? What is the accountability that you propose? Like I said, உங்களுக்கு அரசாங்கம் வாக்களித்த பொழுது வெறுமனே ஊழல் மோசடிய இல்லாம செய்வதற்காக தமிழ் மக்கள் வாக்களித்தார்கள் நான் எதிர்பார்க்கவில்லை. அவர்கள் ஏனென்று சொன்னால் உங்களுடைய அரசாங்கத்திலே இந்த கொலைகளுக்கு நீதி கிடைக்கும் என்று எதிர்பார்த்தவர்கள். சில நேரங்களிலே நீங்கள் NPP JVP-ஐ சேர்ந்தவர்களுக்கு சொல்லலாம், 2005 அந்த காலப்பகுதியிலே நாங்களும் பங்கு பெற்றிய அரசாங்கம் தான் இந்த படுகொலைகளை செய்தது, இதை விசாரிக்காம விடுங்கள் என்று சொல்லக்கூடிய வாய்ப்புகள் உண்டு. நீங்கள் JVP இல்லை எனக்கு தெரியும். இருந்தாலும் கௌரவ அமைச்சர் அவர்களே, நீங்கள் குறிப்பிட்ட பதிலில் இப்ப ஸ்லாப் about the Sri Lanka accountability project, there is a contradiction between your initial statement and your response to SLAP. If you are genuine and if you really want to get to the bottom of what has happened, if you said that you can only go by the information that you have and that you were not in government at the time, SLAP has enough information for you to use, but you are refusing to acknowledge that based on a domestic process that you propose. Okay, let me come to that. The Office of Reparations, you mentioned about the understaffing. Honorable Minister, for the Office of Reparations, the government has appointed 3 members connected to the military out of 5. இழப்பீடுக்கான அலுவலகத்துக்கு 5 உறுப்பினர்கள், 3 உறுப்பினர்கள் ராணுவ பின்னணியை கொண்டவர்கள். அப்ப இழப்பீடுக்கான அலுவலகம் ஊடாக பாதிக்கப்பட்டவர்கள் பாதிக்கப்பட்டது ராணுவத்தின் ஊடாக. அப்ப ராணுவத்தால பாதிக்கப்பட்டவர்களுக்கே ராணுவம் விசாரணை நடத்த போகுது, ராணுவம் இழப்பீடுகள் வழங்க போகின்றது. அப்ப உங்களுடைய அரசாங்கத்தின் கீழே கௌரவ அமைச்சர், நான் மீண்டும் நான் நேரத்தை கருத்தில் கொண்டு நான் இந்த கேள்வி இதோடு முடித்துக் கொள்றேன். உங்களுடைய அரசாங்கத்தின் கீழே எனக்கு நீண்ட விளக்கம் தேவையில்லை. ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் அ லெந்தி ரெஸ்பான்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் யூ ஹானரபிள் மினிஸ்டர். ஐ ஒன்லி ஹேவ் 2 or 3 க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் ஃபார் யூ. நம்பர் 1, you are fully opposed to international mechanisms. You will never agree to any international mechanisms. You will not accept any international mechanism. Is that your government's position? If so, you can tell us straight up. There is no point in talking about this because the victim community has rejected domestic mechanisms. Number 2, even if you propose a domestic mechanism, is there like a judicial, there is no mention about anything to do with the judiciary. So where would any of these criminals be tried? So even though we don't agree with it, do you even have in your plans? You only spoke about reparations. And the last one, there is a, while we speak about oppression and crimes committed against people, right now, yesterday, Honorable Minister, three JAFNA University students were summoned to the TID. Now imagine this, you are the Justice Minister of this country. The three that were summoned were Dharmaseelan Yadurshan, Abhishek, Dayabaran, Lajidar. Now these three JAFNA University students were summoned to the TID yesterday for hoisting a black flag in the university premises on Independence Day. Now that is their right. It's a free country. They have the one of the students has been harassed and has been intimidated. The officers have shown photos of his house, his relatives.
Honorable member, you shorten your.
Yes. And the Palalekala Manavarudia, Petto Rudia Puipadangal Kati, in the Vidileta Ningal Vasikringal, Ida Nungludia Uravinahel, Ningal Turan, the Arasakeda and Poratangal Yudupadvirla. இப்படியான கேள்வியில் நீங்கள் நீதி அமைச்சராக இருக்கும் பொழுது நடக்க அப்ப 2009 ஆண்டிலே கொல்லப்பட்டவர்களுக்கும் நீதி இல்லை ஒரு விசாரணைக்கான சர்வதேச ரீதியான பொறுமை நீங்க இணங்கவும் இல்லை உள்நாட்
ஹன்வல் மெம்பர் ப்ளீஸ் ஷார்ட் நவ யூ ஹவ் டேக்கன் 6 மினிட்ஸ்
அரச பயங்கரவாதத்திலே ஆரம்பமே நீங்கள் தான் என்று அண்ணன் மனோகணேசன் அவர்கள் சொல்கிறார் அத்தோடு இந்த உள்நாட்டு பொறுமுறையும் இல்லை அப்ப இந்த விடயங்கள் சம்பந்தமாக கௌரவ அமைச்சர் நாங்கள் எங்களுடைய நேரத்தை தமிழ் மக்கள் உங்கள் மீது வைத்த நம்பிக்கையை எப்பயோ கைவிட்டார் என்றது என்னுடைய பார்வை இருந்தாலும் நீங்கள் நம்பிக்கை வைத்திருக்கின்ற தமிழ் மக்கள் உங்கள் மீது நம்பிக்கை வைத்திருக்கின்ற இந்த விடயங்களுக்கு ஒரு பதிலை அளிப்பீங்க நான் எதிர்பார்க்கிறேன் மீண்டும் ஒரு அகெயின் I thank you, Honorable Minister, in your capacity as the Minister. I know you have provided the information that's available to you. So this is nothing personal. Thank you.
Honorable Minister.
Thank you, Honorable MP. I do understand the victim families need justice, and justice is what our government going to give. When it comes to justice to people, victims of missing persons families, we don't divide between North and East or South. One country, one people, and missing persons, closure necessary, justice necessary. Whether 1 year and 4 months is enough is another matter altogether, but we are on the right direction and on the right path. Secondly, about the missing persons towards the end of the 2009 war. Now, obviously, you and I can sit and argue over this, but it's not going to help any purpose because we do not know, right? But we understand the pain of it and we are working on it. Secondly, the Office of Reparations, the board members are appointed by the Constitutional Council depending on the application scheme, but I will take your concerns at the appropriate forum. Finally, I'd say, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, TRC Act, we went through that, but there's a problem. It was hastily drafted during previous regime, which is in conflict. Some sections are conflicting with the OR Act and the OMP Act, because those two are very powerful acts. So right now, I have sent that act to the Law Commission to find suitable way of getting it passed through. Right. And secondly, law for missing person is a crime. Killing is a crime. Whatever the crime, the local criminal law will be applied equally to everybody. If the laws are not necessary, new laws are necessary, they'll be done. When it comes to international mechanisms, right now we are working to get the expertise, help and the training, whatever necessary from the international mechanisms. But believe me, when it comes to enforcement, within the next 3-4 years you'll see, we will do a fair job. We are committed to do a fair and a decent job to address the grievance of the people. And I once again thank you very sincerely for raising these questions.
Pradhan Vedagatu Aramdi Yojana, Parliament Gar Sabanagatuma.
Garukatanagatumani, Parliament is Taranio Gatehi Vidal Kumaksanahana Tibunade, other than a Rasim Pathana Kala Sima, Purabaga Namai Tihe Sita. අපරභාග 12:30 දක්වාද අපරභාග 1 සිට අපරභාග 5:30 දක්වාද විය යුතුය. පූර්වභාග 11:30ට පාර්ලිමේන්තුවේ ස්ථාරණියෝග 8-5 ක්‍රියාත්මක විය යුතුය. අපරභාග 5:30ට කථානායකවරයා පාර්ලිමේන්තුව කල් තැබිය යුතුය.
සභාව එකගද?
ආයි. කරු කථානායකතුමනි ඔබතුමාගේ අවසර ඇතුව තත්පර 30ක්. කරු කථානායකතුමනි පාර්ලිමේන්තුවේ ජේෂ්ඨ දුරකථන ක්‍රියාකරු ලෙස වසර 40ක කාලයක් 1986 සිට 2026 දක්වා සේවය කළ බී සිසිර කුමාර මහතා තුමා අද දිනේදී වසර 40ක කාලයකට පස්සේ තුමා විශ්‍රාම යනවා. ඉතින් ඒ නිසා එතුමා කැපවීමෙන් කටයුතු කරපු එම නිලධාරී තුමාට අපි පාර්ලිමේන්තුව වෙනුවෙන් සුබ විශ්‍රාම දිනයක් ප්‍රාර්ථනා කරනවා.